The news is read now by Brian Jennings.
The European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen is expected to announce the portfolios of her new commission this morning, following weeks of lobbying by capitals and the dramatic resignation yesterday of Thierry Breton, the current French commissioner, who had been nominated for a second term. Last night, the Taoiseach Simon Harris spoke to Ms von der Leyen by phone about the prospects for Ireland's nominee Michael McGrath. According to a government statement, the Taoiseach was happy with the overview provided as the process of launching the new commission draws to a close. From Strasbourg, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
This has been a turbulent process. Ursula von der Leyen has struggled to convince member states to provide enough female candidates to make the next commission a gender-balanced one. There are too many capitals chasing too few economic portfolios. Then there's the problem with Slovenia, whose parliament has yet to confirm the country's nominee amid allegations that Ms. von der Leyen leaned on the government there to drop an agreed male candidate in favour of a female one. Yesterday, the French commissioner Thierry Breton resigned, accusing the Commission President of going behind his back and agreeing with President Emmanuel Macron on blocking a second term and sending a different candidate. This morning she's due to meet the leaders of the main political groups in the European Parliament before announcing the makeup and structure of the new Commission. The President could leave a question mark over Slovenia pending a parliamentary decision there. There's been increasing speculation that Ireland's Michael McGrath could be given the justice portfolio. The government has sought an economic role. A spokesperson for the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, said he'd spoken by phone on several occasions to Ms. von der Leyen and was happy with the overview provided on the closing stages. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Strasbourg.
Thousands of people will travel to Rathenniska and County Laois today for the start of the National Ploughing Championships. Organisers are urging those attending to use public transport where possible to get to and from the event. Our Western correspondent, Pat McGrath.
Described as one of the biggest outdoor events in Europe, the 93rd Ploughing Championships involves hundreds of competitors alongside thousands of exhibitors. It's as much a social as an agricultural occasion, with people travelling from all parts of the country to experience what's on offer. Shuttle buses will run from Athy, Port Laois and Port Arlington, with an extensive traffic management plan in place on all approach routes to the event location. Gates open at 9 o'clock, with the first competitive action focusing on welly throwing at 10 a.m. before the first ploughing contests commence at 10:30. Last year's opening day was a washout, but things look better for the 2024 staging of the championships. Met Aaron is forecasting dry conditions and sunny spells for the duration of the three-day event. Pat McGrath, RTE News, Rathenniska, County Laois.
A new report from the cross-border homeless charity DePaul says the organisation saw an 85% increase in the number of families seeking its assistance last year. DePaul has called for immediate action to tackle the mental health crisis affecting one in seven of its users. Kate Carlin reports.
DePaul provided essential support to nearly 11,000 people last year, a 46% increase compared to 2022. This included 1,415 families, a jump of 85% in families seeking help in the space of a year. It says the scale of the crisis is underpinned by the fact that 18 babies were born in its services last year, highlighting the urgent need for long-term solutions. The cross-border charity also called for immediate action to tackle the mental health crisis. It says that one in seven of its users have support needs related to severe mental health concerns.
The Psychiatric Nurses Association is to begin industrial action today in Mayo, Galway and Roscommon in a dispute over staff shortages. The action will take the form of a work to rule by nurses in the areas affected. The association has accused the health service executive of refusing to recruit all new graduate psychiatric nurses. A lorry cab is the latest tool in the Gardaí's clampdown on dangerous driving. It's an unmarked HGV and it allows Gardaí to monitor drivers from a higher vantage point. The vehicle has already helped to detect more than 100 driving offences since its introduction last month. Speaking in this programme, Garda Inspector Peter Woods from the Policing Division in the Dublin Metropolitan Region said that since its introduction last month, the vehicle has helped to detect a range of driving offences.
The vast majority of offences we're detecting are mobile phones, no seatbelts, and other sort of distracted driving behaviours. Typical one is watching football matches or watching Netflix movies on their laptops or tablets balanced on the steering wheel when they're sitting in traffic.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Visit Grant at the Ploughing and learn about heat pumps, underfloor heating and HVO biofuel condensing boilers. Think heating, think Grant.
Any mist and fog will clear this morning to leave a dry, pleasant day with long spells of warm sunshine. Highest temperatures 18 to 23 degrees, warmest away from eastern and southern coasts.